家好，欢迎来到让我们学习。Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Learn. 我是沙伦，这是我们的第七课。I am Sharon, and this is our seventh lesson. 今天我们的主题是我的家人。So our topic for today is my family members. So basically, we're going to learn how to say dad, mom, sister, and so on. Okay, today I'm recording with Evan. He is also a Chinese podcaster and anchor, and he does great content too. So in addition to my pod, you can listen to his. The link will be in the description box, so you can check it out in your free time.Evan, can you tell us a little more about yourself?
大家好，我是 Evan. Hi everyone, this is Evan from Fat Panda Chinese Pod. So nice to be here, and thank you, Sharon, for having me on the show.
It's my pleasure, and thank you for recording with me. So, as usual, we're going to learn new words, then we'll take a break, and after the break, we'll dive into sentences.Our first word is
家人
家人 family members. 家 means house and 人 means people. So 家人 literally means house people. But of course you can't say house people, so family members.
爸爸
爸爸 father.
妈妈
妈妈 mother.
哥哥
哥哥 elder brother.
姐姐
姐姐 elder sister.
弟弟
弟弟 younger brother.
妹妹
妹妹 younger sister.
丈夫
丈夫 husband.
妻子
妻子 wife.
儿子
儿子 son.
女儿
女儿 daughter.
这
这 this.
那
那 that. So you have 这是 this is, 那是 that is.
有
有 to have.
口
口 This is a measure word for people. Actually, we have three measure words for counting people. The first one is 个一个人 a person. 几个人 few people.The second one is 口 This is mainly used for family members, so you can say 四口人 Four people. 我的家有四口人 My house has four people, so basically, I have four family members. The last one is 位 This is mainly used for people with positions, titles, yeah, professions, and so on. So you say 三位医生Three doctors. So let's take it up from the top. 家人 family. 爸爸 father. 妈妈 mother. 哥哥 elder brother. 姐姐 elder sister. 弟弟 younger brother. 妹妹 younger sister. 丈夫 husband. 妻子 wife. 儿子 son. 女儿Daughter, 这 this, 那 that, 有 to have, 口 a measure word for people. 非常好，让我们休息一下，我们会回来。Very good, let's take a break and we'll be back. 欢迎回来，这是播客的后半部分。Welcome back. This is the second half of the podcast. And as usual, we're going to dive into dialogues. But today, we're going to have two dialogues. The first will be about family introduction, and the second will be about family description. 你们都准备好了吗? Are you all ready? 开始吧, let's start.
你好, Ruby.
你好, John.
这是我爸爸。这是我妈妈。
啊，很高兴认识你们。那是我姐姐，她叫 Kelly， 她是工程师。So, from this dialogue, we can see two characters, Ruby and John.
John introduced his mother and father to Ruby, and Ruby introduced her sister, her elder sister, to John. But she says, 那是我姐姐, that is my elder sister. So probably her sister is not with them. So she's pointing at a direction, saying, that is my elder sister. Her name is Kelly, and she's an engineer. Okay, let's take it one more time and move on to the next dialogue.
你好,Ruby.
你好,John.
这是我爸爸,这是我妈妈。
啊,很高兴认识你们。那是我姐姐,她叫Kelly,她是工程师。 Dialogue 2.
你的家有几口人?
我的家有五口人。我的爸爸,我的妈妈,我的哥哥。 我的妹妹和我,你呢?
我的家有四口人,我的妻子,我的儿子,我的女儿和我。
So in this dialogue, we can see two characters again, but this time they're mentioning the members of their family. So the first person says, 你的家有几口人? In our previous lessons, we learned 几, which means how many. So, 你的家, your house, 有, has 几口人, how many people. So, you have how many family members. So, the person replies, yeah, the second person replies, 我的家有五口人, my house has 5 people, I have 5 family members. Then she goes on to say, 我的爸爸, my father, 我的妈妈, my mother, 我的哥哥, my elder brother, 我的妹妹, my younger sister, 和我, and me, 和 means and. Then she says, 你呢? What about you? And the first person replies, 我的家有四口人, my house has 4 people, 四, 4. Then he says, 我的妻子, my wife, 我的儿子, my son, 我的女儿, my daughter, 和我, and me. So let's go over the dialogue one more time, then we'll close for the day.
你的家有几口人?
我的家有五口人。我的爸爸,我的妈妈,我的哥哥,我的妹妹和我。你呢?
我的家有四口人。我的妻子,我的儿子,我的女儿和我。
Now we know how to address our family members in Chinese. I must say this COVID period has been really tough, challenging, sad, but it is the perfect opportunity to get to know your family members more. So grab this moment and make the best out of it. 所以我们今天课程结束了。So our lesson for today is over. 谢谢你的收听。再见。Thank you all for listening, and bye!